There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Introduce you to some thinking. Does that work for you? 7 and a half of the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Molly Page, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Kenny has taken the pipe. It's okay. We can work our way
not
around.
Not that we endorse that type of behavior.
No, not at all.
Is that a surfing term or a
let's
what
go
is that?
Surfing now, everybody taking the pipe.
Oh, okay.
It's a nice way of saying he's taken off, as it were.
I didn't know Doug knew stoner terms.
If I do, it's only by accident.
Okay.
I'm sure you know, one way or the other. All right, so former domestic security chief in China sends to life in prison today for accepting bribes, abusing his power, revealing state secrets. So I'm wondering out loud here, why this guy didn't get killed, because most everybody else who commits offenses like that in the history of China, the modern history of China, has been offed. So it is sort of, and it's for less offenses, too, than this guy. You read all the time, Molly, Jen, that some this guy or that guy gets the death penalty for doing things that are nowhere near as serious as at least this sounds. So I'm sort of I bring it up because it so differentiates the way their country works from the way our country works. I don't know. Well, accepting bribes, there are all kinds of suggestions that goes on every day in our government, whether it's to the Clinton Foundation or whether it's to, somebody's bank account, or the biggest corruption in our country is the way campaigns are run. So, if everybody who was accepting bribes and abusing power in our country were to be outed, we'd have a lot of people in jail. If it was handled the same way as it is handled in China.
Have you ever taken a bribe?
Have I?
Mm-hmm.
Taken a bribe? What would I take a bribe for?
Well, because in this business, bribes, it's called payola.
Payola.
Where, they would get, especially
for playing music.
In
or
the
that
olden
sort of thing.
Days, back right. when we used to play records on
in
radio.
The old days, yeah.
Yeah, they would give you, the record promoters would give you these gifts to play their records.
I
so
know.
Did you ever take any?
Don't get lots of free power swabs.
Yeah, right.
I know.
Yeah, yeah, rectal jets, things like that.
Don't, boy.
I never actually... I'm thinking about people that I knew, I grew up with. There were a number of disc jockeys in Boston who got payoffs. I remember Dave Maynard, who was a morning guy on WBZ in Boston for a long time, got a car from record promoters. He got I think it was a Mercury station wagon. One of the other guys there, Bruce Bradley, was on tonight, got a Cadillac convertible. I don't remember what some of the other things were, but they all admitted. The thing was, back in the day, if you didn't admit, then you got into trouble. Dick Clark led the way by saying, yep, I took money for playing or this record or exposing that talent, and so they didn't go after him because he admitted he had to pay it back. But he did, and that was the end of the story. So the people who didn't admit it and kept the money, they are the ones who got into trouble. So in this circumstance, Jennifer, where we are today in the world of music, it is legal. As a matter of fact, the big companies, the two largest companies, have said to the record companies, you want your record played? Pay us. Mm-hmm. We'll play it. It's like advertising. And
now
really,
we're on top of it.
It is.
Yeah.
It is advertising. If it weren't for exposure on the air, no matter what some of these clowns at Pandora or at Sirius XM or any of these other people will tell you, if it doesn't get played on the radio, it isn't going to be a hit. It just works that way because it's exposure. Still, many more people listen to what's on the radio than anything else, even though the listeners to Pandora and that new Apple service and Sirius and Spotify and whatever else is out there, there are a lot of listeners, no question about it. There's an age factor. that plays in this as well. And younger people buy music, so there's more stuff exposed.
Well, the record companies and Spotify, Pandora, those companies make money. The artists, the musicians aren't making any money off that. The only way the musicians are making any money anymore is to tour.
Well, that's not 100% true. What happens because of BMI and ASCAP is that as records are played, there's a record kept.
There's a fee.
There's a fee that goes with it, but how they divvy it up...
That's my point.
Yeah, is not fair, and that's why there's been this... what Molly's talking about is there's an effort in Congress to get those performers who have done the singing and playing the music itself to get paid more. And supposedly the recognition factor is that we're doing this, we're not getting paid for it. The other side of it, the counter is, and this happens to be the argument that I agree with, they're getting all this exposure on the air free. They're not paying for it. So if they were paying for it, I would agree that they ought to, in return, get some money out of it. But
you can't pay your rent on it, on exposure.
That's their problem. They decide they want to sing records and they want to have exposure. If they don't, in most circumstances... If they don't pay, the big companies will take money for playing certain records. If they don't get exposure on the radio, they'll go nowhere, and they never have. It goes back to the days of payola when Jennifer and I were talking about this era of the 50s and 60s when it was rampant. But if you don't get played on the air,
it's still in my contract, and I work for a talk station.
What?
Oh, it's in all the contracts.
Yeah.
Contracts for what? I don't know what you mean, Jennifer.
I mean, my job. I have a contract for my job, and it is still a section
you
in
can't
my
take
contract.
Payola.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. And I work for a talk station.
Yeah. Well, how would you take? Well, there'd be a point.
Yeah, I guess, if you want to put a book on the air and you're taking some money or something.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. Or let's say Walmart wants favorable.
Can I pitch you on an author?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, but see, that's the other side of it. This is sort of in insight to inside radio. I say, unless this is an extraordinary, the popular book written by an author that everybody knows, or somebody's going to come on to plug something, whether it's a movie or a television show, we have all these people that come on all the time to plug their stuff. Their PR people who come to us get paid. And they're not doing anything except getting them to us. We're the conduit. We're the ones who are helping them sell their product, yet we don't get paid for it. Or I don't get. Sometimes, I guess some people do get paid for it. I don't get paid for it. And so if it's not a really good book, something that will gravitate or get people excited, I don't want them on the air. If it is good, then we have the conversation. I don't care about being paid. But if somebody wants me to talk about some sucko book, then they better come up with a check because it has no value otherwise. And I would tell you that right up front. And most of them won't because they either can't or they don't. They think they're doing us a favor. I don't know. I would figure they're doing us a favor. I don't know that I think that that's the case at all. So anyway, that's the thinking behind the scenes, if you will. Dr. Joy Brown up next. If you are in a hurry, maybe you better slow down. We're going to talk about slowing down your thought process, slowing down your actions, slowing down... period. Up next, how do you do that? Joy Brown helps us with that in a moment here on Good Day.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Akos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $170 on all HP inkjet printers.
Offer ends 6/13/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See storestables.com for details.
Dr. Joy Brown has an extraordinarily good radio program. I've been a fan of hers for years, and that was only because she said she was a fan of mine, but it's okay to have mutual admiration. Dr. Joy's website is drjoy.com. Her number, 855-99-DR-JOY. You can call that number any time of the day or night. Leave a question. She'll answer it on the air during her program and find out more where you can hear it, or just listen to it online at drjoy.com. So I would like to have you help us slow down. My exercise guy tells me all the time, slow down. The people in my life tell me all the time, slow down. Slow down your thought process, slow down your talking, your thinking. I just happen to not be cut from that cloth, but there is, as I teach myself, to find the better things in life, I am trying to break the habit, because that's really what it is. Hurrying is a habit. Yeah. Do you agree?
Yes and no. Yes, I think it becomes a habit, but I think there are some of us who have just higher energy than others.
Yeah,
so when people tell us to slow down, we're not going to be able to slow down to necessarily even the mean, but we can slow ourselves down within our context a little bit. And the whole point is to enjoy the moment.
Yes.
They're really not talking about slowing down per se.
Savor the moment.
Exactly. Just, you know, that those of us who have a lot of energy tend to sort of be forward thinking as well. We're just sort of planning what we're going to do next,
mm-hmm.
which means, first of all, we're not nearly as efficient as we'd like to be, because if we're planning what we're doing next as opposed to focusing on what we're doing...
It also gets in the way of the now, Joy, doesn't it?
Exactly.
The joy of the now, if
exactly.
you will, the experience of the now.
Well, because what it means is, instead of savoring that cup of coffee, we're thinking about what time we have to be at work. Instead of walking in and enjoying people saying, wow, you look great today, we're thinking... who's my next guest going to be?
You know,
part of it is our job.
One of the
honest.
Things that happened to me when I was a kid, younger, I used to buy a new car every year. I'd go into the showroom, I'd pick up my car, I'd drive out, and I'd begin thinking about what the next car was that I was going to buy.
That's exactly. Well, as opposed to, and I think that just as you said, that speeding up is partially personality, partially energy, partially our work, in that we really need to be kind of a beat ahead, because dead air is dead air.
Yeah.
But we can also change that habit by saying, what if I, in the morning, got up and said, what things am I looking forward to, which I know gets us out of the moment, and make sure that whatever it is I'm looking forward, I spend that extra beat just enjoying it, just being there. And then at the end of the day, we write that down, because that will break, because if you say, well, all right, I'm just going to spend more time slowing things down, it won't work. But if you plan to do it, then write about it, you're very likely going to change the paradigm a little bit. And that's really what we're looking for. We're not looking for one moment, one time. We're looking for a change in lifestyles, to be able to, when we feel good about something, stay in that moment. And even when we feel bad about something, figuring out why we're feeling bad, what we can do differently, that sort of being more contemplative.
All right,
to use
now,
a different word.
I'm going into my mind a movie called Being There, and I'm trying to remember whether it was Peter Sellers or Gene Wilder.
Peter Sellers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So wasn't that what we're talking about in a way? I mean, it was a fun kind of silly, but a poignant
kind
movie.
Kind of an idiot in the movie. I mean, that's what he was supposed to be.
Right.
But the idea being to, in fact, be there, because the past is gone. It's dead.
Yep.
The future is just a fantasy. So where we're going to have to live the bulk of our lives is in the now. Mm-hmm. And if we're rushing too quickly by it, we're going to miss... I mean, reminiscence is fine, but it's not nearly as good as enjoying things when they're fresh, as opposed to when they're stale, to what we're remembering about them. So, Doug, just you and I will both make a deal today.
Okay.
That we will slow things down by at least 5 minutes per hour, whatever that means.
Really?
Right?
Well, Richie's got a tool that he can use there that we can slow down everything.
He has a cattle prod, which is a little different.
Well, the way he used it is a little different.
Exactly.
But yes, we can slow things down a little bit.
This was really fun. I really enjoyed it.
It was great, Joy. Thank you. Check out Joy's website, drjoy.com.
Yeah. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I think he was Runt for the most part. I think everybody agrees with that. We had him as our one-hit wonder artist of the day, and what we were thinking at the time was, nah, this can't be true because this guy's had so many hits. But he's only had one number one song, and that was Hello, It's Me. What's this, Richie? Oh, Bang on the Drum, yeah. That's a great song. Listen to this. Crank it up. I don't know where I'm going to bang on the drum all day. That's a great philosophy. Alright, so what did we decide? There are about a half a dozen tunes, Richie, that are from this era with him, right?
I've got four of the big ones.
Ah, this is my favorite. I love this song. The song itself, the way it comes across, the feeling of his voice in it. So let's listen to Todd Rundgren here. Isn't this neat?
You know, there's not much emotional reaction here. I think I might have been maybe a little too young for it.
Really? So you're not into this? Molly, no. You into this? Or is it
what?
Just me and Richie?
Todd Rundgren?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love him.
Yeah. So when you hear the lyric line, "We got to get you a woman now," what does that do for you?
I think you can find a blow-up kind on eBay. She's only looked for research purposes.
I understand, right. Yes. Hello, it's me. Number one during this week in 1973.
Hello, it's me.
Listening to the way he handles some of the music, he sounds, I think, on a couple of the tunes, you would confuse him, or you might, with some of the heavier-sounding women who were around at the time. And I say heavier because some of the voices were hard to differentiate.
Like who?
The sexes. I thought of Linda Ronstadt when I heard it at first, but I'm not sure that's a good example.
I don't think it sounds like Linda Ronstadt.
No, I went someplace, but I couldn't in my mind pull the voice of the woman that I was thinking of, the name, out of my head. But
yeah.
It just sounded that way. He doesn't sound... Well, in a little... In a way, this is...
You know what I love about how he does this song?
How's that?
Is that he doesn't over-sing it. You can hear his emotion in even when he says, "Hello, it's me." When you hear him sing "Me," you hear his emotion in this, whereas the singers that you hear on The Voice or America's Got Talent or any of those shows,
they
over-sing everything.
They're just yelling. That's
but they're, it's like they're doing scales.
Yeah, right.
And there's not the emotion.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. 28 after a good day.
Sam Adams, Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. Responsibly.
If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or help fighting off sickness, then grab a glass of water, or two or three. From aiding digestion to fighting fatigue, water plays a huge role in your health. Experts suggest between 8 to 12 cups of water a day. Here are some hints to stay hydrated. Drink one cup the minute you wake up in the morning, and drink a cup at least 30 minutes before each meal. Try and keep a water bottle handy all through the day. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For me to be on the microphone, we
Richie
all share.
Shut it off if you want.
Hey, Mike. Oh, Richie can shut it off. Yeah, which is not something I like. I like to be able to control my own microphone, my own destiny, if you will.
Do it, Rich. Do it. Do it. Press the button.
Nah, let's say whatever you want.
So, what are you going to do then, Jennifer? You're going to take
talk.
Over? Is that it? Yeah.
Talk.
All right, so Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, with a focus now on this Nobel scientist. We have been talking this week about how he said that young women ought not to be in the laboratory. Girls, this is another, oh man, I've been people sticking their foot in their mouths all week, and that's what makes it great for a conversation on programs like this, because we can say, huh, did that guy really say that?
Isn't it fascinating? First of all, this is from BuzzFeed today,
yeah.
And they say that the Nobel Prize-winning scientist, Sir Tim Hunt, has resigned his teaching position at University College London after making the sexist comments about trouble with girls in science and his support for gender-segregated labs.
Ah, perfect. Because?
He was talking to the BBC when he made these remarks, and he said he only meant part of it, and
really?
He was just trying to be honest, and
so,
he's really sorry if anyone was offended.
I'd play devil's advocate here.
Sure.
I mean, obviously yesterday, and I agreed with Molly, and I think you, Doug, when we talked about this, I agree that what this guy said is totally idiotic. I mean, it's ridiculous. Women can be scientists. It's
back to the old thing. Why is it different for men and women in any number of ways, mostly?
I mean, what he said is foolish. But you know what I'm really sick of?
What?
I'm sick of the fact that we can't say what we want to say, and it be because it's not popular,
mm-hmm.
then we have to resign our job. I'm sick of that. Okay. I think that's so silly. I mean, so he runs his lab that way. Don't work in that guy's lab. There are plenty of other places to go. I mean,
yeah, it's about choices. There are two parts to this. You're right. The idea that he'd be silly enough to say it, and does that sort of tell you about the difference, the sexism, men and their, you know, there's so many different examples of this, and that's one of the things that drives me nuts. We've been talking about people saying
nonsense.
Why would you say that Hillary Clinton ought to not be president because for 30 years she's been combing her hair? Huh? I mean, come on.
Well, that's ridiculous. But this guy said, it's terribly important that you can criticize people's ideas without criticizing them if they burst into tears. And women will burst into tears if you criticize them. He also said that they fall in love with him in the labs, and he falls in love with them, and that gets in the way of science.
Okay.
As I said, this
there
guy's a total nut.
Yeah.
But you know what? He has the right to say whatever he wants to say, just like I have the right to respond to him and tell him he's full of He does have the right to say it. I mean, he's not going to jail or anything over it. But this guy is running a lab where, one would.
I mean, I just don't know how you can ruin your life. You know, we talked about the cop in Texas. We're talking about this guy. How one day, one moment in time can absolutely ruin and, well, I don't know, but change the course of your life for sure.
Let's use radio, or let's use an image that may be in popular culture. Let's use a product. One thing can happen, and it is, I may have
I brought that up to you when we were talking about Dallas. As I said, you've been in this position, Doug, where somebody hears you say something.
Yep.
Not how you
take
mean it.
Out
I
of
mean,
context.
You don't really have a mean bone in your body,
can
and
I,
people take it in the wrong way.
Can I just make a point about timing here? Mr. Hunt made the remarks at an invitation-only luncheon in honor of women in science at the World Conference.
Again, I'm not defending the guy.
There you go.
Brett is not the brightest bunny out there, I'm sure.
Yeah. That doesn't mean because you're a scientist and you're smart in one area, you're smart in all areas. That's pretty much,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of time, people that are book smart aren't very good in front of
no common sense at all.
Yeah.
All right, these two escaped killers been on the loose since Saturday. Now they're looking for him in Vermont. Good luck. They're going to hide in the mountains, and they'll be disappearing.
But good news, they found his accomplice, who was the seamstress in the prison. Why does the prison need a seamstress?
That's a good question.
Don't they just all have the same
beautiful
outfit?
Orange outfits?
Ball gowns happening around there?
How about orange gowns for the women in prison when they have the prison ball?
Yeah.
How's that?
The prison ball, I don't think, is the same.
Oh.
Yeah, I think if you're invited to a prison ball, you might want to decline, Doug.
Okay. The United Nations is investigating people who work for them as peacekeepers because they say they're using UN money to pay for sex, despite a ban on any kind of relationship with the people. They're trying to help these people. And helping them, it would appear, in certain ways. So peacekeepers and their hosts. I'm looking for a tactful way to describe what goes on. This is part of what, again, we're back to the what makes the world go round things and paying for stuff. And but more in this circumstance, it seems to me abuse of power.
Yeah, well, I think... hookerism? What's the right word?
I get hookers.
Prostitutes? Oh, that's it. Yeah. People who use prostitution, I think it is very much a power thing because they want to be in control of the entire transaction, the entire way that things are going to happen and unfold. And I think that's why you do see so many politicians in, you know, these compromising positions with these paid workers.
The astronauts in space.
Oh, no, they're not doing it, too, are they?
No, I don't think there's any suggestion that up in the International Space
Station...
That'd
be an awesome movie, though, Alien Prostitution. Look at the tentacles on that one.
Behind the veil of alien prostitution.
The astronauts who came back to Earth from the space station been out there for 200 days.
Wow.
It was a
Isn't
delay.
Isn't that like 200 years in space? Don't they age faster
well,
out there?
Being weightless for that much time, got to do something to your body and your brain. It really does. And then there's somebody that one of our astronauts, got up there for a year. Went up there recently, right? To spend a whole year up there.
By yourself. Oof. I would go.
That would be
so
great.
Oh, my God.
I think it would be great. Your face wouldn't sag. You wouldn't need a...
bra.
No, they get older up there, though. I think you age faster up there. Hmm. Well, I watched Interstellar, and that's what they said anyway.
Interstellar, that too?
Yeah.
Yeah. In a moment, speaking of age, if you're under 21, there is Focus and Inter...
finally, a story about me.
Intergalactic information about drinking. Up next here on Good Day.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
This report is brought to you by Intel. Graduation is the perfect time to give your grad what they really want. Intel Powered Technology, a poll by Intel and Her Campus Media, an online community for college women, found that tech is the item respondents couldn't live without. Students have to have technology that fits their needs, powerful enough to keep up with study sessions, but perfect for fun, watching a movie or playing a game. Intel has more on devices for grads. Amy Kirkus, Intel Tech Evangelist.
Intel powers devices for every grad, from all-in-one PCs to ultra-portable tablets to amazing two-in-ones, offering the productivity of a laptop and the fun of a tablet, all in one device. With the power of Intel processors, there's something for everyone. New this year, found in a variety of devices, is Intel RealSense technology, offering depth-enabled photography, fantastic gaming, and photo editing. Also on wish lists, the Intel Compute Stick, a device that fits in the palm of your hand and transforms any monitor or TV into a computer.
For more information, visit Intel.com.
Lumber Liquidators has one of the best selections of top-quality hardwood floors, and now we've got them for less, with deals in over 400 gorgeous styles, including some of our most popular floors, like pre-finished gunstock oak. It's a best-selling hardwood, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get the look of acacia with our thickest and best European laminate. It's a customer favorite, and it's also 99 cents. Get pre-finished hardwood from 49 cents, plus pay no interest until September 2016. For the flooring styles you want at a price you deserve, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $170 on all HP inkjet printers.
Offer ends 6/13/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Molly Page and Jennifer and I looking at the drinking binges that have gone on. There's a good side and a bad side to this story, it seems to me.
I think so too, Reggie. I think there's many good angles to this story that you're going to tell. Go ahead.
Oh, my God, I love you. Okay. Okay, that was the late Jennifer Horn, who's on her way to her local job in Los Angeles.
I'm just doing a little bit of show prep.
All right, so underage drinking and binge drinking among young people on the decline, according to a government study. Now, I see this and I think, okay, they're going to pull something good out of this. That's fine. However, and I'm one who wants to find the good. It's me with the good news, remember?
Silver lining, yeah.
Yeah, right. But the other side of it is you told me, you being Jennifer, and I don't know whether Molly, you've seen this because you're closer sometimes to the news than any of the rest of us, that the drug use...
Yeah.
But I'm trying to figure out which came first. Was the drug use up or down? And then, so the point here is that there's still all kinds of abuses of bad substances. It's just now it's less alcohol and more cheap drugs because heroin is cheap and other things are cheap. Because I thought more people had gone back to drinking. So, what in the world's going on here?
I would say just in talking to people who, you know, my peer group has some younger sisters and brothers in their teens, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say that binge drinking is still very much there. I think it's probably down because it used to be really prevalent. So I think this survey is probably good news. There's a trend that it's starting to go down a little bit. But I would be interested to see if drinking has been replaced by pot, because I think pot has become so accessible and so... accepted that I think a lot of kids feel like, hey, you know, this is better than pot because I'm not going to gain any weight by doing this. I'm not going to
really,
you know,
think about it. That kind of stuff actually goes on. That thinking process goes on.
Oh, please. Yes.
I'm not going to drink because I can smoke pot and not gain any weight.
Oh, yeah. Why do you think people take drugs?
Good God.
Yes.
There's a whole line of skinny girl vodka.
Yeah.
How to drink and stay thin. Skinny girl vodka. Yeah, so women, when they go out drinking or thinking about how to get high or numb themselves, it's a consideration.
Just women?
Mostly, I would think.
Wow.
Men are able to take pride in their beer bellies. Like, yeah, I earned this. I would never slap my gun and go, oh, yeah. No. But men are like that. It's okay.
I guess I can say that about my sugar. Look at this belly. It's all from sugar. Yeah, I'm trying to get that's going. It's going away as quickly as possible.
Everything's an accomplishment for men. Have you noticed that?
Right.
We're like, oh, I feel bad. I gained 10 pounds. And they're like, I did it all myself. Look at this. I ate 5 pizzas to get this. Look what I did.
That may be the quotable line of the day right there. My God.
Power of positive thinking.
By the way, speaking of that, Pizza Hut has debuted a new hot dog pizza. You can get the story at DougStefan.com. 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Ever wish you could travel the world while making a difference in people's lives? If so, you're not alone. Research has uncovered a large demand for vacations that enable people to make a positive impact in the world. To serve this market, Carnival Corporation has launched a new brand, Fathom, and a new way of traveling called Social Impact Travel. Fathom allows travelers to work directly with people in unique and sustainable ways to improve their lives. And because Fathom will bring thousands of travelers a year, it will have a significant and lasting impact on people's lives in global destinations. Fathom President Tara Russell.
Fathom meets the real hunger in the world for purpose while tackling profound social issues. We harness the resources of Carnival Corporation, the world's largest cruise company, and combine them with the talents of social enterprises around the world. This allows Fathom travelers to make a significant impact that extends far beyond their involvement.
To learn more about Fathom and its maiden voyage to the Dominican Republic, visit Fathom.org.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be pretty about the mask. Responsive.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, weather in a word, wild, depending on where you are. Midwest, especially the upper Midwest. It was the lower Midwest that got it last week with all the rain, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Today, severe thunderstorms up in the upper Midwest section, but the East Coast is also, as you head east, you're going to get walloped a little bit by some thunderstorms. The temperatures are getting warmer. It's more like summertime. Summertime, summertime, summertime. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
After the hour now, a return trip to the Cool Invention Cave, where John Cremins is not lurking, he's not hiding out. He's there, ready, willing, and able to accept the flying fish that are falling out of the sky.
I forgot. Say what?
There's flying fish.
And our buddy Akos is here. Going
Really, that's good.
Yeah,
there's a where was that, Molly? You remember, or Jennifer, where did the fish come falling
Alaska.
Out of the sky? Alaska, that's right, too. Yeah, the theory is that some of the birds in Alaska are picking up these eels and trying to eat them, and then they fall down, and they're just really gross. And we have the gross picture for you at DougStefan.com.
Kind of like the ants in the McDonald's parking lot. You know, the French fries are hitting them in the face.
Yeah, that's not
nice.
All right, so in a moment, we're going to review an interesting Kickstarter campaign. Akos Jankura, who's the solutionist, John Cremins, doctor of shopology from the My Cool Inventions radio.
Don't cry.
Am I joking up about that? My Cool Inventions and inventors and entrepreneurs in the focus here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines.
and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. And they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. But I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, let's get to an idea. Akos, you're in England, right? Do I have that right?
No, I'm actually in Toronto today. I'll be in England Monday. Toronto
right.
Today.
Okay. So we had a pitch earlier today that wasn't very good, so I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. It was a great idea. The master locking pliers, a super idea, but they need another spokesperson. How's he doing in the voting so far, John?
Taking a look at it, because it was kind of back and forth. Originally, he was at 100%.
Was he?
Then it dropped down a little bit, and right now, currently, just trying to bring it back up so we can actually take a look at it.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. Yeah. I mean, it's actually about 70% right
okay.
now.
Okay, that's all right.
So
I just think
too bad.
The pitches yesterday and today could have been better done by other people. And we find that, Akos, from time to time, and you tell people that. I wasn't saying it to be mean, because I think the products, all the products we've had this week have been very good. But the way they're presented makes a big difference,
I heard this pitch, and I think what it did is he's so excited that he didn't differentiate it. He should have did it as a toolbox holding a whole toolbox in your hand. And I think he didn't differentiate it from a regular vice grip. And he got so excited. He's got to focus on one thing and deliver that point home. And I think that's the error he made.
All right. So the inventor of the day, as far as I'm concerned, is featured at DougStefan.com. You can go there and see the story of a water bottle that's been developed that glows when you need to drink more water. This is some. Akos is going to see this and he's going to say, "Wait a minute! How did I get that?"
What if it glows? If it glows in the daytime, especially in the summer sun of Florida, it won't help me.
Well,
I won't see it.
It's called the Hydrate Me water bottle.
Yeah.
It emits a glow when it senses you might be dehydrated. The data analyst who developed it, Nadia Nguyen, and her team put this bottle together, uses a sensor and a smartphone app to act as a
win.
Hydration buddy. What? What'd you say?
Not win.
Is that Nadia Nguyen?
It's
a Vietnamese name. What do you want from me? Don't take away from the idea.
The bottle. I know it's a cool
right, exactly.
bottle. No.
So they're running a Kickstarter campaign. Their goal is $35,000, and they're already at 20. I'm sorry. Their goal was $35,000. They've collected $200,000.
Wow.
So far, they're selling at ACOS at $39. So if you go there, you can say, I think we ought to try to get her on. Why don't we try to do that? Does that make sense? I think it's a good idea or not. I don't hear a lot of support
like
for
it.
My idea.
Yeah,
we're
in. I like it.
All right. Anyway, thank you. I got at least two votes out of the four. 59 past the hour. A good day.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.